Would you distinguish between a sauce and a gravy? Would you make a distinction?
Between a sauce and a gravy? All right, a gravy would come from fats from leftover from cooking beef or pork or something. A sauce probably would be a non-meat source. Sauce, I would think, maybe like a lemon sauce or milk sauce of some kind.
Or a barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce, yeah.
Say food that you eat between meals, you say you're having a
snack. Or,
and you say you do what when you get up at 7 o'clock, you breakfast.
Eat breakfast.
In the past, yesterday, I
ate breakfast. Have eaten.
Say on a hot day in the summer, you might, if you're thirsty, go into the kitchen and pour yourself a
glass of milk.
Per se, talking about that glass of milk, if you accidentally knocked it off the counter on the floor, the glass would probably
break.
Say yesterday it
broke.
And it has.
Has broken.
Or talking about the quantity of water you consume. You say you a lot of water.
Drank a lot of water.
And today I
drank a lot of water. I had drunk.
Say if you had some company over for a meal and they were all standing around the table, didn't want them to keep doing that, you might say, well, why don't you go ahead
and sit down.
So they went ahead and
they sat down.
And they have
sat.
And if you didn't want them to wait till something was passed to them, you probably
just say help yourself.
So they went ahead and
helped themselves.
And they have
helped.
If somebody passed you something that you weren't particularly crazy about, what would you probably say?
Don't think I don't believe I care for any of that.
One fellow, he said he couldn't afford to pass anything up. He'd
take it all. We had a little boy in here visiting one night. My wife passed him some squash or cauliflower or something. And she asked him, would he care for any of that? And he said, well, I really don't go for that sort of thing.
Didn't get very wound up about it. Say, if you're having food that's been cooked and served a second time, you say you're having
leftovers or warmed overs.
And you say the food has been
warmed over.
When you begin to eat something, you put it in your mouth and begin to
chew.
And things like carrots and beets and all that sort of thing, that's a lot of different
vegetables.
And this stuff that we were talking about wash by yesterday, you used to see people cooking this stuff by the wash pot full out in the country, these whole kernels of corn, remember?
Yeah.
You call them that?
Wait, hominy? Lye hominy? Yeah.
And then, particularly southern food, made of ground up corn, a lot of people like for breakfast.
Oh. Like for breakfast, ground up corn?
You can have it in place of hash browns.
Oh, grits? Oh, yeah. Grits.
Remind me to tell you my grits story. Or another starchy food that grows in flooded fields in Louisiana. That's
rice.
And here in Alabama, we're particularly noted for alcoholic beverages that are what people who prepare them don't pay the tax on. You call that
moonshine, white lightning.
Heard any other terms for that? Moonshine, white light.